5. When Travis was 16, before he dropped out of school and started working for Starbucks, his mother told him a story. They were driving together, and Travis asked why he didn't have more siblings. His mother had always tried to be completely honest with her children, and so she told him that she had become pregnant 2 years before Travis was born, but had gotten an abortion. They already had 2 children at that point, she explained, and were addicted to drugs. They didn't think they could support another baby. Then, a year later, she became pregnant with Travis. She thought about having another abortion, but it was too much to bear. It was easier to let nature take its course. Travis was born. She told me that she had made a lot of mistakes, but that having me was one of the best things that ever happened to her, Travis said. When your parents are addicts, you grow up knowing you can't always trust them for everything you need. But I've been really lucky to find bosses who gave me what was missing. If my mom had been as lucky as me, I think things would have turned out different for her. A few years after that conversation, Travis's father called to say that an infection had entered his mother's bloodstream through one of the places on her arm she used to shoot up. Travis immediately drove to the hospital in Lodi, but she was unconscious by the time he arrived. She died a half hour later when they removed her life support. A week later, Travis's father was in the hospital with pneumonia. His lung had collapsed. Travis drove to Lodi again, but it was 8:02 p.m. when he got to the emergency room. A nurse brusquely told him he'd have to come back tomorrow. Visiting hours were over. Travis has thought a lot about that moment since then. He hadn't started working at Starbucks yet. He hadn't learned how to control his emotions. He didn't have the habits that, since then, he spent years practicing. When he thinks about his life now, how far he is from a world where overdoses occur and stolen cars show up in driveways and a nurse seems like an insurmountable obstacle, he wonders how it's possible to travel such a long distance in such a short time. If he had died a year later, everything would have been different, Travis told me. By then, he would have known how to calmly plead with the nurse. He would have known to acknowledge her authority and then ask politely for one small exception. He could have gotten inside the hospital. Instead, he gave up and walked away. I said, "All I want to do is talk to him once." And she was like, "He's not even awake. It's after visiting hours. Come back tomorrow." I didn't know what to say. I felt so small. Travis's father died that night. On the anniversary of his death, every year, Travis wakes up early, takes an extra long shower, plans out his day in careful detail, and then drives to work. He always arrives on time.